everyone, and welcome to the podcast, Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. I'm your host, Diane Lake, and as always, we try to prepare everyone in the prophetic, not just the spiritual aspects, but the practical, so that they can help fulfill the Lord's purposes here on earth. And this is episode number 59. I had to go back and look because I haven't done an episode in a while, as you know. So I'm titling this a life and ministry update, as well as a save the day, because to give you a spoiler alert, we have Cindy Jacobs and others coming in 2027. So I want to give you more details about that at the end. So I'm still here, haven't gone anywhere. But, you know, sometimes in life there are some interesting shifts and changes that the Lord does. So for me, things began to feel a little bit different about, you know, late December, early January of 2026, this year. I began to hear the Lord talk about a brand new era in a way that I really never had before. He has spoken to me and since confirmed in several different ways, pretty clear and strong direction, that I won't exactly be doing what I've been doing for, let's say, the last, well, it's been more than a decade. You know, I've been kind of my bread and butter. I've been writing articles. They've been posted other places, more major platforms, and I just don't know that I'm going to be doing that anymore. And as you know, that's been something I've done for a long time. And then, you know, some of the teaching articles I've done, you know, it's just, I sense the Lord and I'm getting a lot of direction that we're going someplace new that I've never been before. Honestly, this kind of a ministry shift has only come one other time. In 2008, my husband and I had been co-pastoring a church. And, you know, all of a sudden the direction changed. The lead pastor retired. She said that she was going to give the church to us. We were going to be the lead pastors, you know, and we never got the green light to do that. So we sold all the church's furniture and all the stuff, or put it into storage for a while, I guess, until we got the, you know, the direction from the Lord to form the ministry we have today. But that didn't mean we knew what we would be doing. I did not have a clue, honestly. So I kind of feel like that now in a way. So I want to just also speak to those who might be in kind of a life or ministry change. Maybe it's both. You know, it feels awkward and uncomfortable in a way because I still don't know exactly how we're going to walk this out. But I will say, just take this to heart if this is a word for you. If the Lord changes seasons on you, that doesn't mean that you did anything wrong or that he's removing an assignment. Rather, it means you successfully completed the assignment he has just given you. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a win. And so he would say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. And now I have something different for you to do, right? So we have to be patient sometimes. Now, patience is not my strength. My husband would confirm that for you if he were here. And I am the type A personality in the marriage. He is definitely more laid back. He's the type B. He balances me. And so I had a dream, not, you know, that long ago, where we were in the stream and I was just kind of impatient and anxious to move on to the next thing. And here's my husband. He's like, no, just enjoy the moment, you know? I'm like, but kind of, we're not getting anything done. And, you know, I needed to move on. And, you know, he's trying to get me to just steady. And, you know, I kind of played on this theme for a while. And, you know, I just heard the Lord say, everything has to happen at the right time and in the right season, in the right moment. It's like, maybe that transition isn't happening quite as far as you can see what's going to happen ahead, because it isn't time yet. You know, everything hasn't aligned. You know, even if you think of, let's say Queen Esther, there's many examples. You know, the things in history, the things in the current events that were happening in that kingdom had to align for her to step into that role and that position. Do you hear what I'm saying? So it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong if you're waiting to see how that materializes. So I just wanted to pass that on. I'm sure there are some who are watching and you can relate, right? So there are some different ideas that my husband and I have tossed around about what we could possibly do for future directions of podcasts. So I'm going to look at this as an exciting time rather than be anxious about it, okay? But I'm praying long and hard into this, believe me. So don't think because I've been quiet that I'm going anywhere. You're not rid of me just yet. But I will say one of the dreams that I had where the Lord confirmed for the third time that I wasn't going to be doing all the things that I had been doing in the same way. I kind of laughed at, you know, at this one thing that I had relayed to a friend. And then I said, well, the Lord better find me something else to do though, or I'll, you know, to keep me out of trouble, kind of an idea. So, you know, you can see the humor in that. I am a very purpose-driven person. I want to have goals and I like to accomplish things. So if we put that on the practical ends of things. Now, y'all know that my husband and I bought a ranch. So we're like 3.5 years into this adventure, maybe. And quite honestly, we have transformed this ranch in many ways. It was pretty run down when we bought it. You know, that's okay. It's like we knew what we were getting into. For instance, even this room that I'm sitting in is an addition on the original house. Last year, we were just going gangbusters. This is an 1,800 square foot addition. It's done. Well, this year, we took on building a shop, and then we've been in the middle of just, you know, just a coat of paint can do so much. We have painted our oversized shop garage, 4 stalls, all the exterior trim, walk doors, garage doors. It's a lot of work. But, you know, it's something in our DNA. And I said something to my husband just recently. I said, you know, if we were younger, first of all, on the practical side, I think we'd flip ranches, you know, not necessarily to move. I'm done moving on. I don't plan to move anytime. But we have a vision, right? And we can build things together. Now, I'm more the visionary. He's the very practical. But together, we roll up our sleeves and we get it done. And that's very apostolic. You know, I am a prophet. I am prophetic, but we are an apostolic couple. So whatever the Lord calls us to build in the kingdom, we want to be obedient to that. So be patient with us. We don't necessarily know what that's going to look like, but I will tell you that we have tossed around an idea. My husband and I are 65 and 69 just a couple weeks ago. I had to think about that respectively. And so, you know, many times people tell us, whether it's medical professionals or whoever it is, that, you know, we are pretty fit and healthy for the ages that we are. Well, we work at that and we have talked about, but I just need a green light before I can jump. But we have talked about, you know, maybe it's time to just go in a practical direction. What are some of the supplements we take? What are some of the hacks, the life hacks that we practice on a daily basis? What is it that keeps us young physically? Now, I'm not going to say that we have our whole health situations figured out. You know, we need the Lord's healing and touch in different kinds of ways. But I will say my husband has made great progress coming back from this accident that happened when we got rear-ended a couple years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago. And we both got concussions, among other things, you know, and my husband in particular, you know, he did not need one more concussion. So it's been a slow process and not one that, you know, sometimes there's like, oh, well, you just do physical therapy for this, or you go through these steps of recovery. Well, if there's been something traumatic that happens to the brain, that's kind of, you know, that's not territory that anyone knows that much about. So it's been a combination of time and definitely the prayers of the saints and the Lord's healing that has brought us to this place where I can say that we are doing well physically. So I'm going to leave that for now. And as you can see, I don't know what you can see from most podcasts, because honestly, I think if you go to the YouTube version, if you watch it, it might have more, even more impact than the audio podcasts do. But whatever works for you, I'm going to put them on both platforms. But I don't have any notes. So if you're watching this, you will see that I'm just kind of like flying off the cuff. Well, I'm doing that for a reason. I just feel like we're in a new season. And I just felt that the Lord prompted me today. Well, why don't you just sit down and talk? You know, it's just like, I want these podcasts to be like we're friends and maybe we're sitting over coffee anyway. So what better way to do that than just sit down and talk to you as if that's the situation. So I hope you're enjoying it. And that's really all I'm going to do on that part of the update. Now, I want to shift and tell you that also around the first of the year, I got a very clear direction that my husband and I are to host a prophetic conference here in Helena, Montana, sometime. From the different dreams and things I heard, I felt like it was supposed to be in spring of 2027. So we reached out to Cindy Jacobs, who actually had planned to come to Montana in 21 or 22, and there were different things that happened why it didn't work out. So I knew she had a heart to come. I reached out to her, and we now have a date. So save the date. March 18th, 19th, and 20th of 2027. Here in Helena, Montana, please plan to come and join if you're anywhere in driving distance, or heck, you can fly in and see the beautiful Helena, Montana Valley and area. And I think it's going to be epic. Now, we're also bringing in Gail and Shelley Sheehan from Christian International. Gail is the director of CIAN, Christian International Apostolic Ministry, I think that's called. Anyway, he oversees a bunch, and he's one of the founding apostles of CI. He and his wife are a dynamic prophetic couple. They're going to be part of it. Kingsley Walker from Missouri, our very good friend, who's a RPN leader and regional general as well for that, is coming. He's going to do worship, and he's also very prophetic, and he'll do anything we ask him to do. He's just got a heart of gold. So we cannot wait. I'll share more details as we get closer. And I guess I just want to say bless you and thank you for watching. I pray for you guys often. I mean, honestly, just because I'm not writing all the time doesn't mean that the Lord's not speaking to me, okay? So sometimes I feel like I have a lot to say and nowhere to put it. But that's okay. You know, sometimes we just need to digest what's going on in a particular season, and then he can bring it forth when the timing is right. It's all about the right time, the right thing at the right time. All right. So don't forget that. Bless you. Thank you for watching. And again, this is Diane Lake, your host. And this is the podcast, Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Now, remember, you can go to our website, www.starfireinternational.com, and find out anything else that's going on with our ministry. We've got Facebook pages and, you know, all the social media things. And that's where you can find our YouTube channel as well. So we would love to have you hop on over there and view our messages as well. So also give us a good rating, especially on Apple Podcasts, so that we can get more audience generated. And I really pray that the next time I talk to you, I know even more about what the Lord has for us. And that as we follow this journey, and those of you in the same place, we just are drawing strength from the Lord every day. We're not impatient. We're just drawing on His grace and waiting anxiously to see what He will do. All right? Bless y'all. Love you. And have a good rest of your day. From here at the ranch. Goodbye.